What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Ladies, modern women, you need to understand this. Even the goons of the gynocracy can turn on you if properly pushed, especially if you are resisting arrest, like the woman in this particular video actually did. Yes, gentlemen, it is all on camera, and you can view the entire thing from start to finish. Yeah, they released this body cam footage quickly. Now, this article was published on the 24th of March. Video shows Lynn police officer punching a woman's head repeatedly as she resists arrest. Massachusetts police officers pushed a woman to the ground, pepper sprayed, and repeatedly punched her in the head as she resisted authorities in a violent arrest captured on an officer's body-worn camera earlier this week. I'm going to keep reiterating the fact that, yes, everything from start to finish went down, and you can see it plain as day on that body cam. Now, of course, me having military training, I looked at everything, and from my point of view, from start to finish, the escalation of force was appropriate. Lynn police were called to a disturbance at 33 High Street Sunday morning at 5:34 a.m. A resident of the apartment complex wanted a woman, Jessica Waggle, to get out of their home. When police asked her to leave, she refused to go, according to authorities. In a statement, the Lynn Police Department said officers were familiar with Waggle from previous incidents and found that she had two outstanding felony arrest warrants. Yeah, so this woman was already known to be a menace. Lynn police told Waggle that they will have to arrest her in connection with the warrants, but she refused to comply with authorities, leading to a violent arrest situation. Once again, it's all on camera. The Lynn Police Department released footage of the violent arrest from an officer's body-worn camera. After Waggle refused to comply and allow police to arrest her, officers pushed the woman down to the ground in an attempt to forcefully arrest her, according to the department. Let me reiterate, gone are the days where police officers would handle women with kid gloves, especially in situations like this. Trust and believe, gentlemen, there are way more videos of women who are unruly with cops, and guess what the cops do? That's right, they mollywopped that hoe. They put hands on her. And guess what? Every time I look at it, I take every single case separately and say, this guy might have been wrong. However, this guy was absolutely right. Once again, gentlemen, when it comes to law enforcement, when it comes to military, study the force ladder. For those of you who don't know, the force ladder is how much force is applied, and it goes by certain levels. Yeah, from mere presence, which is level 1, all the way up to level 6, which is deadly force. The force that is needed to stop the threat. Just saying, you might want to look into it. But back to the article. While on the ground, Wagyu repeatedly kicked officers and attempted to bite one of the police as they tried to handcuff her. Parts of the sequence can be seen in the camera footage. Yes, this woman was acting like a wild animal that needed to be hogtied. Lynn police then used pepper spray in an attempt to incapacitate the woman, but she continued to struggle with police for another 2.5 minutes. An officer can then be seen in the video punching Wagyu in the head multiple times in order to stop her from resisting. Police were able to handcuff the woman after the strikes landed. The Lynn Police Department immediately reviewed the situation and said the officer's use of force was justified. The evidence provided to the department showed that the responding officers acted within the Lynn Police use of force policy, which is based on the Massachusetts Police Training Committee. Once again, those three key words, use of force. So many people will sit back and no matter what, say, oh my God, those officers were wrong. No. This situation, those officers did exactly what they were supposed to do to subdue this woman. The department released an officer's body-worn camera footage from the incident after videos of the violent arrest began to circulate across social media. Videos of the incident have left many viewers divisive about whether or not the police officer's use of force should be deemed justified during the arrest. And of course, you have the typical online white knights saying, no, they were wrong. They should not have dehumanized that woman. Blah, 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 blah. Once again, there's always going to be that contingent of men who say that men should never put their hands on a woman, no matter what the situation is. And once again, I'm going to say guys like that are the main reason why so many women are running around this society believing that they can put their hands on a man and a man is never supposed to retaliate. No, 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 no. But let me go ahead and give this situation a FAFO score of 7. Yes, ladies, you need to understand this clearly. The goons of the gynocracy, aka the police, will in fact turn on you if you push them to a certain level. And whatever appropriate force that they need to exert to get you under control, they will do so. And once again, if I see videos like this, of course, I'm going to look at it through my point of view. A red pill lens and a military lens. So yeah, some situations I can agree. However, some situations I can say, nah, that was a little too much. But hey, once again, if you modern women did not have such an overly inflated ego due to society continuously letting you off or treating you with kid gloves, you wouldn't have situations like this. However, once again, every time I see a police officer or a security guard mollywop one of these women, I sit back and laugh, especially if she's the one that initiated that situation. Yep, yep, yep. Trust and believe, ladies. Trust and believe. More and more people in society are no longer going to treat you with kid gloves. Yep, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Watch the entire video. Let me know what you guys think. And modern women across the planet, Let me go ahead and reiterate this for you. The power that you think you have by way of society, white knights, and the goons of the gynocracy, that power is definitely going out. With the attitude that you've been presenting to the world, with how violent some of you truly are, yeah, feminism and the idea that men are going to continue to restrain themselves against you when you get violent, that has gone out right along with it. Because once again, even the goons of the gynocracy have limits. And they have a force ladder that they can refer to. So yes, ladies, if you decide you want to get violent with a police officer, guess what? When he decides to mollywop you, yeah, you had it coming. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.